British deep state are angered that pro-Brexit Le Pen wants defence alliance with UK. By Peter Kettle on April 16, 2022. French presidential hopeful Marine Le Pen has been denounced by a former British ambassador to France for talking up a military alliance with post-Brexit Britain. Right-wing populist Marine Le Pen's desire for a defence alliance with post-Brexit Britain is ignorant and superficial, according to British deep stater Peter Ricketts, a former ambassador to France. The career diplomat went on to claim that Le Pen's France would be a dangerous ally for the United Kingdom, while also stoking fears about the presidential candidate's alleged desire to boost strategic ties with Russia. According to a report by The Guardian, Ricketts believes that Le Pen sees a Britain free from the European Union as a natural ally to her reformed version of France, with the candidate openly calling for France to leave NATO's integrated command in favor of smaller defense agreements. However, the former ambassador has denounced such suggestions. "It is a recipe for disaster for France," the publication reports Ricketts as saying. Quoting the diplomat is going on to claim that Le Pen's supposed plans are ignorant, superficial and completely misunderstand the basis of France's cooperations with all her allies. "There is a lingering assumption in her proposals that a Brexit Britain will be a natural ally for a nationalist Le Pen France," Ricketts said. "But what her proposals bring out is that France under her leadership would be a very dangerous ally for the UK with her plan of leaving the NATO military command structure, renegotiating its alliance with America, being much more nationalistic in its purchase of defence equipment and continuing a strategic partnership with Russia in all sorts of areas," he alleged. "It is frankly inconceivable that she would be able to drive a wedge between the US and the UK," he went on to say, as if it was an established fact that this was her goal. "Apart from her relationship with Russia, I don't see how any of France's traditional alliances would survive her presidency. It would have been far better if she had been honest in her defense manifesto and replaced the Union Jack with the Russian flag, because that is the only potential ally she is likely to find," he concluded, continuing the long tradition of establishment figures accusing anyone who challenges the globalist status quo of being a Russian stooge, whether during the Brexit campaign, the 2016 US presidential race, or the recent Hungarian elections. Ricketts is far from the only person who anticipates the trumpets of Armageddon sounding should Marine Le Pen be elected. Le Pen's only remaining opponent in the race for the Élysée Palace, incumbent President Emmanuel Macron, has been repeatedly beating the anti-Russia war drum, arguing that the populist Rassemblement National candidate has been too friendly towards Russia, even as NATO allies like Poland accuse him of the same. However, while Macron and many others have denounced Le Pen for her perceived position towards Moscow, the French electorate does not seem to be all that concerned with Le Pen, who has vowed to hold a referendum on immigration should she be elected, having seen considerable electoral gain since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Both Macron and Le Pen are now only within a few percentage points of each other in a number of polls, with the possibility of the veteran populist becoming France's first woman president seemingly becoming less remote by the day. Follow Peter Kettle on Twitter, at Peter_Kettle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.